use of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of
the subgenius
has been approved.
Jake ain't lying, though. We had a band powerful enough to turn goat piss into
the subgenius.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Subgenius.
Shut up, asswipe!
Kick him in the nads, Beaver.
This is the Hour of Bob, coming to you from the campus of Bob University. Today's speaker is Bob.
This morning, Bob will be carnal. He is, without question, a tremendous servant of
Satan. Word, the night is far spent. Yield our members as weapons. The members of our body, your members as instruments of hijacked weapons. And your members, go on letting and presenting your members, letting your members be used. As a result, now what's happening here? Large and loaded members, using our members as instruments. Your members. Well, we're talking about the parts of the body. And yes, these members of our body, who gave us these members? To minister to lust, to be the receptacle of evil speech, to serve the vice of gluttony, for lust, for evil passion, to yield our members as weapons or indulge bodily lusts, fight for sin. Now, do you realize what has happened? I want you. The passion of evil desires. The terrorist who was wearing a Chicago Bulls sweatshirt, he's in bondage. Cock instrument, I will make it into a weapon. But praise
Bob
and our members.
Sponsored by Bob
and our members.
It's time for us to get off our fucking asses and get organized again.
Share the load.
Here is the most swiftly assembled hour of slack ever, dear friends. A triple X-rated show number 8, made just after 8X day drill in a big hurry. But hey, it beats no X-rated hour of slack at all now, don't it? By X-rated, we don't mean sexy, necessarily, or even gross. But just too cuss-filled to even fool with for American broadcast radio. The credits for this show, if it's not otherwise ID'd, friends, and it's a collage, it's by Fernanda Nandy Lee Murr, or Norel Pref, or yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. The title was by Doc Webster, and this one is by Chain Smirker.
A bathroom problem in your house? It's a very busy place, isn't it? Where everyone in the family has to brush their teeth, wash their hands, take a shit.
Father, would you take me to the theater tonight? Father, please. You say I have to clean out Mother? I don't want to clean out Mother. Why do you always make me do that, Father?
10 hard men I had. I thrilled them. It is soaring high, so hard. I like to help my hard neighbor while I'm helping my own self.
Bucket, 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 bucket.
Well, you know what comes before that, sister.
You give me hard on. You make me bold. You give me running. So it goes. You make me horny. You make me lust. You make me fear that. I said, what bust? You make me want you! You make me cry! Because they both know how to qualify!
You give me hard on!
You make me grow! You make me imagine that I know! You make my blood run! You make me howl!
You make my thoughts turn! So faint and foul!
You make me tremble! You make me sigh! You wake me a man, you would be mine.
You give me hard on.
You make me sweat. I want to see you floating in wet. You get me floating. You let me fall. You get me started. That makes me fall. But there's a result to my plight. Because they need it. They're proud of life.
A Little Theodore, dear friends, live at 7X Day in 2004. And I believe he has a live album out that was made there. You can contact Little Theodore for more information about that at littletheodore@yahoo.com. Theodore is spelled with an F, F-Y-O-D-O-R. And now, lessons from the lemur.
Sex for trainables? Is it even necessary? Well, through training, they will realize sexual intercourse. But rather than teach, which is somewhat difficult, well, we must hinder their learning with as much sexual behavior as they can absorb. As much as they can. If a trainable does not masturbate in front of others, she is removed from the group. Future sessions could include serious sexual thrusting behavior or screwing. However, if they cannot be made through this method, they may need special intercourse.
recovery.
Hard On for Love by Tom and Joe. And I think you can reach them at bbborculo@aol.com.
We offer many all-ass positions, dynamic all-ass products, all-ass technology. Imagine all-ass crops at a global diverse company like all-ass.
The Japanese schoolgirl's plum-shaped butt was held in place with three nails. Incredible crude ass.
Crude overall.
The Japanese gathered up great ass from China.
The U.S. produced more ass than the Japanese did, throwing them yards away.
Certainly the Japanese ass were inferior to the Americans.
Japanese ass were oiled with a built-in brush, and it rarely overheated because around it was mustard. Three soldiers could kiss it by adjusting their chests.
The Japanese never learned.
The Japass fired with considerable force. The Japanese were assholes playing the heavy butt discharge game that occasionally led to serious injury.
Welcome. Come on in.
What are you doing in there?
What do you think, Bible girl?
I just let myself be tempted back into my old ways and stuff like that.
So you see, there are many forms of temptation.
I don't know, Davy. I don't know.
I look forward to what you'll have to show me tonight.
I won't like it, and I can't do it.
You'll be surprised what you can do. I've taught you all the basics. We can even figure out some things tonight.
You come on to bed. See how it is inside.
Nice, soft.
Oh.
Right, Davy. That's the idea.
Come on.
I believe you can do a whole lot better.
What's that mean?
It means nothing.
A great big...
Great big beautiful...
Pop's big hot dog.
Something got hit.
That hole.
It's a mess. Like, very bad.
Well, how's it going, Davy?
Hi, kids. Sometimes we can be tempted to do things...
Yes, yes, yes. And I want to look inside.
Hello. I'm Charlton Heston.
Fight it.
Hello. I'm Charlton Heston.
He's awful.
He's wrong.
Davy?
I hope you enjoy the experience, and I look forward to being with you again soon.
Bite it!
I've been choking on something. I've been choking on our best weapons. Let's get it up, people. Once upon a time, we elbowed our way onto and into this ass, but we didn't come. Yes, that was biological warfare. Winston Churchill was not here to remind us that we didn't come. And yes, we greased the skids, and yes, we greased the sass, invaded, and ultimately dominated. We gave old pals blow, for what it's worth, the sweat of up-and-coming American people. We are made of sugar candy. Bomb, men, women, and children. Bomb, Paul Harvey. We didn't come, I've been choking, blow, Winston Churchill. Good day.
Your turn, no hurry.
Hi, Jack.
Well, thanks, Bob. How much do I owe you?
Hi, Jack.
Well, you two boys look raring to go.
Why don't you come out with us, Uncle Bob?
Thanks, fellas.
We need a good picture.
Oh, I see. Sure. Well, I think that can be fixed, all right.
I think being able to take pictures is terrific.
It is terrific, Jack. But you know, look here. Strong muscle.
How about that?
Yeah, I never knew that.
And that's not all. We experiment, started other experiments and ideas. Well, that's hard for sure. You see this little opening wider?
That's terrific, Uncle Bob.
Amazing little instrument. Part of the wondrous body that... Now, take a look out there at your buddies. So easy to get dirty. Go down. Oh, so hard. If the cockbone could be stretched out, we would discover an instrument very much like the piano, that it is much more wonderful. For the cockbone has more than 24,000 strings. Cockbones, an adult and a child, are just alike. As a tool that man can never duplicate.
You know, Uncle Bob?
Hot radioactive material. Drops of
perspiration, cock bones, little muscular pump, forcing blood through thousands of miles of blood vessels. Pumps an average of 12 pints of blood every minute. Cock bones will pump enough blood to fill a string of tank cars 50 miles long. And just think, fellas, our wonderful bone structure, lubricating fluid. We should keep ourselves clean. Good clean exercise.
Okay, Uncle Bob, and thanks. So long, Uncle Bob. Still wish you could come.
The last couple of minutes there was from NorelPref.com is where to go for more of that. And now a song by Robin Arch.
Do you want one? Yes, you do. And I would gladly procure it for you. But baby, let me tell you that dicks don't grow on trees. Oopie-doo, oopie-doo-doo-doo. Man birds have them, man bees have them. Even popes and bonnets on their knees have them. But baby, let me tell you that they just don't grow on trees. Well, I know that you could root, root, root with a well-made Japanese substitute. But I realize you'd rather have the real thing. Woo, give me that thing. Do you want one? Yes, you do. And I'd be glad to procure it for you. But baby, let me tell you that dicks don't grow on trees. But I realize you'd rather have the real thing. Woo! Give me that ping. Do you want one? Yes, you do. And I would gladly procure it for you. But baby, let me tell you that dicks don't go on. Baby, let me tell you that dicks don't go on. Baby, let me tell you that dicks don't go on trees. There ain't no cock trees. Brick trees are dick trees. Baby, let me tell you, they just don't. If you get one dried up, oh, scrotum. Yeah!
Well, when I first was reading about this in the United States, I thought, well, Jesus, nobody's ever touched on a subject like that. Nobody's ever written a song about that subject. So I thought, well, let me be the first. And I'm not going to tell you who the song's about or what inspired me, but I'll let you work that out for yourself. Son, gotta talk to you, sit yourself down. Your daddy's got something to say. What you ought to know about the birds and the bees, and to keep you from going astray. Cause there are some rules that us menfolk must follow, and life on the farm will be fine. You can bang anything that you find in the holler, but don't touch your sister, she's mine. Jack yourself off just as much as you want. Maybe grandma will give you a hand. Or go ask your mama, cause she's been waiting for you to grow into a man. You can practice on cactus, but just you be careful of pricking your dick on a spine. No telling where else you can go dunk your biscuit, but don't touch your sister, she's mine. Don't touch your sister or you'll be in trouble, cause that sort of thing just ain't done. If you feel it twitching from down in your britches, go look somewhere else for your fun. You can practice on cactus, but just you be careful of pricking your dick on a spine. No telling where else you can go dunk your biscuit, but don't touch your sister, she's mine. Your grandpa, cause if you're real gentle, he probably won't know that you're there. But when you're finished, just button his flannels and prop him back up in his chair. You can have your first choice of the salesman that call or the preacher when he calls next time. No telling where else you can go dunk your biscuit, but don't touch your sister, she's mine. Them buzzards ain't bad when you knows how to catch them. You fart and they'll think that you're dead. And don't turn your back on the cat, cause it scratches, but potty calves love giving head. You can do what you like to the horses and cattle, the chicken, the goats, and the swine. You can bang anything that you find in the barnyard, but don't touch your sister, she's mine. You can bang anything that you find on the farm here, but don't touch your sister, she's mine.
Alright, I got another happy little ditty here. You want to hear a happy song about the record industry? Does he have a job? No, I have a life. Why don't you get a band? I don't need one. What do you sound like? Something you hate? Who is this guy? They call me man. Yeah, go fuck yourself. How much you make? Plenty of song. How many have you sold? All of my shame. Who do you know? Shit. What have you done? I've thrown it all away. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself.
Man Incorporated, actually, is the official name. Live at the Beachland Subgenius Devival in Cleveland a couple of years ago. You can get more on him at beerforman.com. Don't Touch Your Sister. That song was by Kevin Bloody Wilson. And thanks to whoever posted that. I didn't note who posted that. And now, from the day of 1986, Doctors for Bob.
Fuck her one more time, Jesus. Fuck her one more time.
Lust in the heart is the same thing, ma'am. We might as well do it, cause we're already damned. I'm trying to tell you, but you don't understand. That bitch will get wet enough to drown a man. If I prayed all day on a bended knee, I read a damn Bible till I can't see. All I'm asking you, Lord, is you let me fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time.
Jesus, fuck her one more time. If I could only fuck her one more time.
Fuck her one more time.
Sweet Jesus, fuck her one more time.
All the people out dancing, but I'm home crying, cause all I wanna do is fuck her one more time.
Fuck her one more time.
Well, I read the commandments and obeyed all nine. She's built like a mountain and worth the climb. Her mind is shallow, but her hole is deep. I can stay down there till Thursday week. I'll be a saint till the end of time. Count them beats till my eyes go blind. My soul is yours if her pussy's mine. Fuck her one more time.
Fuck her one more time. Jesus, fuck her one more time. If I could only fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time. Jesus, fuck her one more time. All the people out dancing, but I'm home crying. Fuck her one more time. dancing, but I'm home crying. So all I want to do is fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time. Well, I'd even volunteer to teach a Sunday school. Make my little kids follow every goddamn rule. I'll start drinking milk and I'll give up gin. I'll never turn my head at another again. I'll get down on both my bended knees and pray. Watch my Jimmy Swagger Bible lesson every day. Cause she's the only gal that I ever want to lay. Want to fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time. I said fuck her one more time. If I could only fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time. I said fuck her one more time. Other people out dancing, but I'm home crying. Cause all I wanna do is fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time. One more time. Fuck her one more time.
On TV.
Fuck her one more time.
While her husband watches.
Fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time.
With the barber.
Fuck her one more time. Fuck her. One more time
on heroin.
Fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time.
With the gong show.
With the first poodle. One more time. Fuck her one more time. Fuck her one more time.
With Trendy Chemical Amusements.
Fuck her one more time.
While her sister sits in my face.
Fuck her one more time.
While her husband watches while I inflict pain on three French poodles.
If ice in the heart is the same thing, ma'am.
Mexican President
Little Jesse's
Harry Reid
falls short.
Fox again refused to issue a formal apology.
Well, what are you going to do? You don't know. To go to the hospital?
Reverend Al Sharpton.
A baby clearly on the way.
A crisis in the United States Senate.
Sharpton and Fox met privately.
But in the end, no beds were necessary.
For about an hour at
a nervous mom.
President Bush's future appeals court or Supreme Court nominees.
Some found to be racist.
Came as a result of perspiration, not inspiration.
A news release issued after the meeting
had all the ingredients of a disaster.
Bad options.
Or wait for the ambulance or what?
Sharpton
took off my pants and everything, and he wouldn't stop, so I just had to take everything off.
The importance of the multiple
TV hospital dramas.
That was unacceptable.
Seen the head pop out and
wee-weeing in my face and calling it rain.
Big guy couldn't handle it, huh?
It's very clear what he said, and it's very clear.
But I didn't know nothing. I was freaking out.
I'm stupid. And I found him to be very open and firm. He regretted. He was as blunt with me as I was with him.
Priscilla Owens could come as early as Tuesday.
You're listening to the Subgenius Hour of Slack, the show for real he-men who live in their parents' basement and whack off to pictures of Princess Leia, and then go out and stride the night like forces of nature, subduing evildoers and righting wrongs, and then go home and have warm milk and creep into bed with mommy, and then pay their $30 with their aluminum can collecting money, and suddenly grow great big forebrains and pecs and actual peni, because Bob can make a real man of you even if you're a woman. Hail Connie! Oh, that's sick.
Hell Popewy, and before that, Norel, and now, Lemur.
It's time now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob's University. Our speaker today is Bob. The title of his message is...
The bottom line, a lot of people handed me a check, and my heart was overjoyed to see about 100 men there, some of the most tender and responsive men that I've ever been around. It was a joy. Bottom line, tight, but what are you going to do? Sweet-faced young kid, very open, and there was a young man there that I'll never forget, Bubba. He was so desirous, Bubba. I reached out to that young guy. I felt great love, a lot of excitement, a lot of fervor. That's where the action is. We have students at BJU that have had drugs, cigarettes, great, deeply sinful parties. I want you to get some men, something new, something different. Something sensational. I'll have to hurry. Time is short. Bottom line, you're going to have to come out, experience ridicule and rejection. What difference will it make in your life? Look, remember, people mean nothing. Evolutionists doubting. The bottom line is earnest. Believable or not? Bob doesn't make sense to him. Someone had given it to him. Bob said, I was stunned. Bottom line, we don't trust these young lives.
Coming to you from the campus of Bob.
My brother's son comes, and then it's over. There was a time he had stupid written across his head. There have been many things that will try to get you off, and I'm ready. I like missionaries kicking and screaming. Do you know what? We have to be really dirty in order to be dirty. It's about 8 inches deep. The first one to spit was the sissy. So bad, it makes you gotta go to the toilet.
Get off.
Just a little bit.
Hello?
Just a little bit. Is this world rotten?
Is this world rotten? Is this world rotten?
I don't want to be too gross, but put it on top of your head. After all you sissies got done squealing, the world is dark. We grope for, and we grope as if we had no eyes.
Institutional mindsets, and the ever-accelerating complexity of modern times.
It's a bunch of fucking degenerate people. Pimps and prostitutes and panderers, and they sit there and they think they're doing something different than they are, instead of facing what they are and, you know, fucking suck dick for fucking money. You know, they can't come to, well, I'm an actress, and, you know, when I act, it's like you suck dick for fucking money. That's what you do. Extreme big fat fucking tits 3, you know, doesn't that girl get fucked in the ass? Shock talk.
Norell, and now Acid Core, live at X-Day 7. That Acid Core is the Drummond Brothers mixed with, and the Swingin' Love Corps is Ray Hay, mixed with the Amino Acids.
That was Betty Blows.
Anything anybody wants us to do? What do you want us to, what do you want to hear? Two-headed blowjob? Okay, we know that one.
Okay, yeah, what do you want to take request? Any requests from the audience? That song sucks!
Two-headed blowjob? Yeah, we know that one.
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll do that one. I think we can do that one. What's this echo thing? It's really disconcerting.
Two-headed blowjob.
Okay, I got the explanation.
First, there was
the Reverend Happy Watkins.
Now there's a new power, the world's most fabulous
Boy Scout leader. He molested 2 boys more than 20 years ago.
Well beyond the platonic phase.
He's had homosexual relationships.
I've visited a gay internet chat line and had relations with adults men and had relations with convicted felons.
And everybody was really obsessed with the
gay rights.
Grabbing headlines today.
Details.
And several incriminating photos.
Details.
And so now it's just sort of manifested itself.
Details of
government. I have no knowledge.
Government. Details.
Hollywood.
Gay.com. Troll.
Happy Watkins.
Maybe one of the world's sexiest men.
It's no secret that
the misuse of power and authority
takes many lovers.
Gay internet chat line.
Prayer gathering.
It's definitely a difficult subject.
Holmes.
Lift him up in prayer.
Rush to judgment.
So he was a little different than the majority of people sexually. Probably the best one that I know.
I stumbled and let you down.
In exchange for sexual favors.
You know, I don't know exactly what's true and what's not true.
Which is in theaters on June 10th.
You acknowledge taking part in homosexual sex and bestiality.
Hey! Everybody. Hey, I did everything that crossed my mind having sex when I was a fool. When you grow up on a farm in Georgia, and your first girlfriend is a mule, Georgia. You experiment with anything that moves, Georgia. If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex.
You acknowledge taking part in homosexual sex and bestiality.
I did. I have sexual desires. I smoked dope. I did everything that might feel good. The first thing that crossed my mind was, let's masturbate. Everybody masturbate. Walk. When you grow up on a farm in Georgia and your first girlfriend is a mule, Georgia. You experiment with anything that moves when you're growing up sexually. Hey.
Taking part in homosexual sex.
I did. I have.
And bestiality.
I did. I have. Masturbated. I did. I have. Masturbated. Georgia. If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex.
If you could Bob, on the television. That's right. The homosexual in this country has more power than the white man.
If we have heard from men who were once and women who were once lost in the world of homosexuality, and some of them were black too. And when the word of Bob came to them, sometimes just a minute before the word of Bob came to them, suddenly they. Their whole life changed. I mean, they got off of that negative backwards time path, and they got back right with the fighting Jesus, right with Bob, and it's like, sure, they still give blowjobs to the devil, but I tell you what, friend, that tribulation money is coming their way, and they don't care.
And we've had some heteros who have become gay.
That's right, friend.
I didn't know the word was a queer.
Listen, we're all queers, dear. We're creative people. We can put the fires out in your prison.
Just for that, your radio's taken away, junkie. You don't get to hear the prison jokes.
The recently separated Siamese twin girls are home tonight.
All right, boys, that's good. Well, last night, and this is the third night in a row, isn't it? I tell you, I've enjoyed every minute of it. I tell you, I'd like to just kind of close out my day every day down here. But it'd be such a temptation to spend the night, and then it's not good banking terminology to go in the hole. But that's where I've been going. You know what I'm talking about. And over at EW, he said, yeah. I said, have you seen them tailing? And I said, hey, you've been in the hold. Yes, sir. You know, they go down and start feeding, and that old tail comes up. And I tell you what, the tail just does me like this. Say, come on. I mean, that's what you call the tail wave, boy. And I go over there and talk about.
I know about the hole, Brother Olaf. My hole took me in the hole, Brother Roloff. I seen the hole that's right between them long white columns. He sucked me in that hole. I disappeared into that hole, Brother Roloff. I disappeared into it. He took me in and I didn't come out for 99 score years, Brother Roloff. The hole, it's dark. It's slick. It's slicker than you can ever imagine in your wildest dreams. And you slide, you get in that hole, and you can't get your foot, and you fall down. You get upright, and you just slip right out from under you. You try to get back to the exit. You say, I'm in this hole. I got to get out. I got to get out. This ain't what they said it was going to be. I remember when I was 16, the back seat. That's where I learned about it. I learned about the hole. It took me out. I took that hole, and I said, I can't. I got to get out of this hole. All my friends been trying to get into this hole. They like this hole. I can't take this hole. I got to get out of this hole, and I couldn't get out. I was locked into that hole there in that back seat. You understand what I'm saying? Just like a dog. Just like a little dog. Just like two little dogs. And it was like we were just, and that hole wouldn't let go. It was just tightening up on me, locked up. All my muscles locked up. And the fear came over me, you know? I mean, I was bucking. I was bucking like mad. I couldn't get out. I couldn't get out of that hole. I was just tearing at it. And I finally said, there's only one way to get out of the hole. I was telling myself this. I said, there's only one way to get out of the hole. You got to unlock it. You got to unlock that hole. And the only way to unlock that hole is to shut off the source, you know? So I just started banging on that car. And I was just shaking. And it finally went away. That hole unlocked, I pulled out of there, and I chucked her out of there, and I drove away as fast as I could. I drove away from there, and of course, you know, that was after that, they picked me up, and they said, you're crazy, Jimmy. You got to go in and relax and just settle down. And they said, there's something wrong with the chemicals in your brain. That's what they said. I say, it ain't the chemicals, you understand? It ain't the chemicals, it's the mental. It's monologues, you understand? It's like configuration. God made it that way.
Believe it or not, that was Baby Stang. And miscellaneous stuff there from Media Barrage number 3 from 1981. We even heard Jonathan Winters. back in there. And now some acid core live at X-Day, Swinging Love Corpses, crossed with the amino acids, doing the song Homo in My Butt.
A song we just wrote, but Marty penned the lyrics, and we're called Help, I've Got a Homo in My Butt.
Using theatrical devices, men had one weakness, their insatiable desire for physical violence, brute strength to be merciless, politically exert force. What good was the chance to possess a fantasy figure, confusing their victims, stimulating fantasies? Men grew interested in physical violence, brute strength to be merciless, often androgynous in nature.
What do you, and then there's the kooks. To tell the truth, friends, I'm getting kind of tired of it. Because, you know, Bob had these great statements. Like, too much is always better than not enough. Well, now that one is special. That is the one true law, and the rest of them are just good suggestions, most of which we turned out to be incomplete. And in fact, fuck them if they can't take a joke. We've been thinking about shortening this shit down, you know. Like, instead of the Dobbs head, we came up with the icon. And maybe instead of, I mean, the church has been low on money. Maybe instead of repent, quit your job, slack off, it should be, you know, relent, get another job, and send more to Bob, you know. Instead of fuck them if they can't take a joke, just fuck them. Instead of act like a dumb shit and they'll treat you as an equal, just act like a dumb shit. You want to hear something sad? Too much is always better than not enough was only the top half of the memo. The bottom half said, but it's almost as bad. That doesn't sound as good, though. You know? So how do we carry on in the way, who interprets what Bob really meant by these things? And I'm afraid that's up to each individual's heart, unfortunately. I wish that I could dictate staying in Orthodox Nazi-like fundamentalism on everybody. Everybody.
You were a sperm donor. Did you have a lot of sperm?
Gave rise. I am a bona fide sperm donor. Sperm donor. Sperm donors wanted. Hired as a sperm donor to ejaculate sperm into these specimen containers. The women that call me for sperm, I mean, I did inseminate a few of them, and, you know, why go for frozen sperm when you can get it directly from the source? I mean, I'm just cutting out the middleman. No big deal. I mean, that's the American way.
That's the American way.
Welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon Is Over Downs. They're at the gate, and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection, with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child. Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged Up the Ass, overtaking Domestic Bliss. And here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Coming down the backstretch, Drinking Heavily, moving out in front of Mortgaged Up the Ass. But coming on strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Give a Shit. Nasty Attitude and Up Yours Keep. Up Yours Keep challenging for second, going into the clubhouse turn. Passing on the rail is I Don't Give a Shit, taking the lead. Followed by The Fucking House, You Cook Like Shit, and I Fucked Your Brother. Here they come, spinning out of the turn. I Don't Give a Shit still in front. Up Yours Keep challenging for the lead. Up Yours Keep and I Don't Give a Shit neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up Yours Keep is pulling away from I Don't Give a Shit by a length. Coming on strong is I Am Outta Here, and passing the pack is The Fucking House. And at the wire, it's Up Yours Keep, The Fucking House, I Don't Give a Shit, and I Am Outta Here.
America, again, and again, to save the mother.
Jennifer Lopez.
I really feel like this is kind of like phase two, the beginning of a different phase for me. You know, I was. I never stopped, and then I finally stopped for a minute and took like 6 months off. And when I did that, I really felt rejuvenated. I got back.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Girl, you know what happens when you take time off? You kind of get back to who you were. You know what I mean? So.
Life can be fine if we're both 69. If we sit on the face of the loss of the face of the night, it'll be blown away.
I really felt rejuvenated.
Now, here's something I formally wrote down. I was probably fropped up or in a bad mood. Some of you embarrass me. And I try to keep my mouth shut about it. And one reason is because when I see people doing dumb shit, it makes me remember when I did the same fucking inane stupid thing. And I'm embarrassed for myself, actually, is the main thing. But fuck them if they can't take a joke. That, I swear, that is the one philosophical statement that you can really live by. The only other one that I ever found to be always true is anything that makes it harder to pee is anti-slack. But really, you know, there was sometimes I am disgusted with the sheer nerdliness of some of the sub-geniuses. Worse even than me, and, oh, you know, but fuck them if they can't take a joke. Nobody's perfect except for Princess Wee, and even she has to throw in faults and follies and farts just to make it seem realistic. So I know how lucky I am, friends, and I hope that you get lucky too so that you become slackful instead of mean. Although, as you know, if they are after you, you're not paranoid, And you do have good reason to become mean and thrash out and look for some sort of revenge. Sometimes. Other times, you're just an asshole using Bob as an excuse to be an asshole. And you'll never know it because, by definition, an asshole can't know it's an asshole. So don't even try to tell me I am one, because I'd think of some way around it. And that's the that's, again, the human brain. God, you know. But there's one thing that can beat the mind. Bob said, you don't use your mind to think about your religion. You use your mind to think about my religion. That's what Bob said. But you know, when you try to think about your own mind, it almost always backfires, because there's one thing far more powerful than your mind. You can try to do the right thing by analyzing your own motives and all that kind of thing, but ultimately, something will win. The ego! Yes, your ego is so much smarter than your brain will ever be that it fools your brain into thinking that it's got the upper hand. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir. But in the bottom line is, you're always going, well, here in my own little world, I know I'm not really in my own little world. I've really got my act together in my own little world. And friends, ain't it wonderful to pull the wool over your own eyes? Then you can go, wow, I still can't see, but at least it's my own wool. I'm blind as hell, but I'm free. It's my wool this time. I'll tell you, man, the older you get, it's almost like the less sure you are of anything that you know. And when you're young, you're more sure of what little you do know. And you are more intelligent when you're young than when you're old. And the drugs really do fuck up your brain and fuck up your values. There's no question about that. And when you know, when you get to that point, what is the point? I hate to say that. I hate to question, you know, such a basic thing. But we must question authority. And the ultimate authority, there you go. That's there. Somebody's been reading their prescriptions. See, that's the problem with it. You can talk about awareness and enlightenment and all that, but how do you know you're not just the robot that's programmed to tell all the other robots how programmed they are? I often get the impression, oh, well, you know, yeah, they wound me up and sent me out there to tell them about slack and how to free themselves from being wound up. Man. Anyway, I hadn't meant to go into that. You know, but we do, you know, sometimes I question this thing. You know, I thought the X's were going to arrive at some point sooner than this. I mean, gosh. I'm going to be out there dutifully on Monday morning, but I'm at the same time, you know, I'm glad that Bert Rutan guy built his own ship. I think we should a big hand for Bert Rutan, who built his own ship and is trying to get that thing that for some reason they call the X Prize.
Ciao, this is Fabio, and when I'm not masturbating, I listen to
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
Ciao, this is Fabio, and when I'm masturbating, I listen to
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
Address you have submitted to me. It's coming. So big. I give you a hard time. I don't believe guys who try to be bodybuilders, they neglect their lower body. And they're out of proportion. We are salt, so we want to have... Are you with me? Friends, countrymen, lend me your ears. That means we're to make him big. We're eating in obesity. Should overeating and obesity, smoking and drinking. Overeating. I'm going to make it a little bit lengthy. Gluttony. That we ought to know when to slide eaters of flesh. Well, they're always eating. They live to eat. Go to the bar to get on a bar stool and to squander. One who is greedy, they're either drinking alcohol or they're smoking cigarettes. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Fear. It may make sense to you. Number two, I won't eat meat. Thyroid problems? Amen. Maybe something is not quite right in my life. I hate exercise. You follow what I'm saying? It's always right to be clean, and I just get downright dirty sometimes. Get dirty. There's nothing wrong with that. Glow coming. Evidently, this happened upstairs. I know this is deep, isn't it? Duh. Hey, look, there's a cowboy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that leather. Ow! Bomb, 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 bomb. I hate it. You know, it seems like the men are becoming more and more effeminate. They're starting to act more like girls. I don't know about you, but I want my boys more like girls. Acting like girls. You want a half and half? Why is that so hard? Why is that so hard? That blows my mind. I don't wear men's dresses. Well, guys, let's go get us some men's dresses, okay? Whew! And we're just like sheep being led to the slaughter, and we just swallow some pervert. Men, be ladies. Ladies, be men. Oh, boy. Lust after a woman, and it's attractive through his eye gate. I'm talking about the skin tight stuff. Hey, guys have a dirty mind and so on and so forth. And you know what? We do. So help us out. Help the men out. Nakedness, ladies, when you walk like that, there's a little bit of a flash. Help us out. You can be feminine. You can be feminine. You can be feminine. You can be feminine. Take out the garbage. So men, be ladies. Ladies, be men. You may have no standards at all. Please do that. You've heard it. You've seen it. And now
it's time now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. The title of his message is
Kissing Cousins,
Our Evil Enemy. Our speaker will be Dr. Bob Wood, Executive Vice President of BJU.
Kissing cousins are miserable people all their lives. Always evil. Our evil enemy. Never has pleasure. His dad had multiple wives. A rude, unspiritual man.
Mental.
Fighting, arguing, unhappy family. Why don't you just keep your mouth shut? That's a part of life. That's a reality of life. I wish there was some way to shoot the dad. And then there's a hardness. When I was younger, I really couldn't handle it. I am daddy's little boy. The laughter and jeering and hypocrisy. I must admit, you're hard.
Another dream.
What does that mean? Humiliation. And he has a strong desire. They got paid. There's a little bit of meanness in me.
You've been listening to the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Our speaker was Dr. Bob Wood, Executive Vice President of BJU.
That last bunch of stuff there, friends, was cut by Norrell Pref. This is Hour of Slack number XXX8. And for more information, check out subgenius.com. And praise Bob.
I got to ask you something. Sure. Last night, my son, you were talking about Zsa Zsa Gabor earlier.
Yeah, everybody's talking
my
about
my son said, you know, she was on Johnny Carson's show one time. She came there with a cat on her lap. And she said to you, do you want to pet my pussy? And my son said that you said, I'd love to if you'd remove that damn cat.